be given by James Larson from Michigan State University.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. I know you're missing out some valuable beach time at the end of the conference. So I'm going to be talking about whole tree renewal, which is an alternative method for renewing trees in sweet cherry orchards. And this is done in Dr. Greg Lang's lab at Michigan State. So the current recommended practice is for annual renewal, to remove 2 to 3 of your largest branches in the canopy every year. And this is to maintain high fruit quality throughout the life of an orchard. And so you can see here where a renewal cut was made. But also the picture shows the problem that we sometimes see in sweet cherries, is that you either get short shoots that don't adequately refill the space, or in this case, we saw no regrowth. This is particularly a problem with dwarfing rootstocks due to the competition in the tree between fruiting sites and renewal sites. So therefore, I followed up on research that was done by Greg and Matt Whiting that looked at eliminating the competition within the tree and renewing the whole tree at once. So I tested that theory on 4 different training systems: Kim Greenbush, which is KGB, which is a multiple leader upright tree. Fruiting occurs on spurs on those leaders. TSA, which is tall spindle axe, which is standard central leader tree. Fruiting occurs on lateral branches, spurs on lateral branches, and also 2-year-old basal flower buds. SSA, which is super slender axe, which is kind of a more simplified version of TSA, planted at half the density, or half the in the row spacing, twice the density. It usually is a short pruning to prune to 1 to 2 vegetative buds before the floral buds, and all the fruiting occurs on those 2-year-old shoots. And then UFO, you plant the tree on a 45-degree angle and develop vertical uprights, and fruiting occurs on spurs on those uprights. So you can kind of break the systems up into 2-dimensional and 3-dimensional systems. SSA and UFO being kind of 2-dimensional planar systems, and then TSA and KGB being 3-dimensional systems, and then multiple leader, KGB and UFO, and TSA being a central leader system. And then each of these 4 training systems were tested on 3 different rootstocks: Gisela 3, which is dwarfing rootstock, Gisela 5, semi-dwarfing, and then Gisela 6, which is semi-vigorous, except for we're missing the SSA on Gisela 5 treatment. And the Scion was Benton, and this was done as part of the NC-140 research rootstock research trial at Clarksville. The renewal was carried out on all the other sites, but this is just the Michigan data. So when considering whole tree renewal, it's also important to look at fruiting model. So in the first year that a branch grows, it develops, and then the second year, the nodes turn into leafy spurs, and then at the base of that first year growth, you see basal flower buds in the second year. And then year 3, we have those leafy spurs turning into reproductive spurs. And so here's where we made all our renewal cuts. This is done in bloom of 2016, and we took everything basically right back to the start. So KGB, you can see it's right at the base. You can see the renewal cuts and then the subsequent renewal growth. So our renewal branches came from 1 of 2 sources, either spurs that were left on the tree, but the majority was from latent buds that didn't grow into a branch on their original when they were originally grown, and subsequently became engulfed by a radial growth of the bark. So these buds maintain a connection with the pith and elongate with radial growth of the trunk, and that's called a bud trace. And so we actually x-rayed a tree to look for these bud traces, and you can see they show up lighter on the x-ray because the cells are more highly packed in that bud trace. And you can see there's actually a bud right there. And I'll talk more about that a little later. So we made our treatments at bloom 2016 and let the trees develop throughout that growing season. And then In the winter, we counted the number of shoots on each of the trees, the length of each of those shoots, and the number of selected branches that arose from those primary shoots. And then this past August, we came back and measured canopy volume of the renewal trees versus trees that are annually renewed to see how well they fill their space going into the third year, the first year that we expect to see fruit. So next year we'll take data on flower buds and flowers per bud, and then yield, and compare those to trees that are annually renewed. So for those canopy measurements, we chose three heights in the canopy, 0.76, 1.5, and 2.3 meters, and we did an average of the across the row and in the row spacing, and averaged those. And so that's the data you see here. So for SSA, we had equal regrowth for GI6 at all three heights, and then except for the bottom height of GI3 on SSA, SSA on GI3, we saw equal regrowth. So where the trees are most densely packed together, there's highest root competition, and then on the dwarfest rootstock, most dwarfing rootstock, we saw inadequate regrowth. And so here's a picture of that. You can see in the upper two-thirds, you had pretty equal growth, but just at that bottom third, we didn't have enough vigor basically to push a shoot there. So then when you space the trees out further with TSA system, we got equal regrowth throughout all three heights and all three rootstocks. And this is what a renewed TSA tree looks like. Basically, all the space has been refilled, and it's equal to a tree that's constantly refilled. And then UFO, same thing. All three rootstocks and all three heights were equally refilled. And on the right, we have a picture of a tree that's been whole tree renewed, and then on the left, there is an annually renewed tree. And UFO did a pretty nice job of having uniform uprights, so they're all in the same stem diameter. But KGV was the one system where we didn't really have complete regrowth throughout the heights, and it was just in that top third that for GI3 and GI6, we didn't have enough regrowth. So we pretty much just didn't have enough shoots that reached that top wire. So this is a tree that's been whole tree renewed, KGB on GI3. And we see a couple shoots that are up at that top wire, but then when you compare it to a whole tree renewal or an annually renewed tree, we have more shoots and a little greater spread of those shoots. So that's why we didn't completely refill that space. And then selective branching was kind of an unforeseen issue that we ran into. For KGB and UFO, where we really want to fruit on spurs, on uprights, selective branches take up spur spaces, basically, and lead to blindwood. And these are so vigorous that they don't produce any basal flower buds, which is a negative for SSA system. And then it could be a positive for TSA because it's kind of a more complex canopy, so you need to fill kind of vertical and horizontal spaces. And so a selective branch could be used to fill that, but it remains to be seen how reproductive selective branches will be. There was no rootstock differences in selective branching, but there were training systems. So we kind of determined that the number of selective branches was related to the length of the branch and how vigorous that branch was. So KGB and UFO had the most vigorous branches and also saw the highest number of selective branching on those branches. And then, so then when you take all the data and split it up into quadrants, you see that same trend. So this 125th percentile is the longest 25% of branches. And you see there, we have the highest distribution of non-zero number of selective branching. For most of the other three categories, the median is right at zero. But you saw greater variability with those longest branches, and therefore higher ability or potential to produce selective branches. So our conclusions were that whole tree renewal refilled all pit space for all systems except for KGB. There's greater shoot development in the distal third, but that bottom third, particularly on SSA, didn't have adequate regrowth. And then synoptic branching positively correlated with shoot vigor. And then our continuing questions are, how will whole tree renewal impact yield and fruit quality? How can we reduce the number of synoptic branches, particularly in SSA, UFO, and KGB? And then how can we pinpoint where renewal shoots will arise? And that last question we've already begun to address with the use of X-ray computer tomography. So we scanned a tree and got a bunch of slices, and so to map where all our latent buds are. And so we know where our latent bud is by a bud trace. So here's a bud trace. And then in this picture, you can see the bud trace and then those latent buds burst after the renewal treatment was imposed. And so we eliminated apical dominance, and so those buds broke. And then when you put all those slices together, this is what the tree looks like, reconstructed, and all the green dots are where a latent bud is. And so we know we have the potential to pinpoint where our buds are. It's just a matter of using the right techniques to get them to break. And that's all I have. Any questions?
We have time for some questions.
I never thought about that. They are known to persist for a long time. In other, it's studied a lot in like hardwoods for because they produce knots. So like oak, they study it, but they're known to persist for over 40 years and still see branching initiate. But those branches should all basically be the same size. It was only in its eighth year, so there's about 1 year difference at most that you would have seen in that upper third.
Any more questions? I have a question on your X-ray scans. I'm assuming that's a destructive process.
You can't adapt that to the field.
Well, yeah, probably not. But if you could do a potted tree, you could then do it. But it has to be, I don't know, it's possible. But.